Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Aleph. We are holding on daf Pei Aleph and Aleph. We are at Ubibalul Lo Pligi, a few lines into the page. Ubibalul Lo Pligi, or Bibalul, not Ubibalul Lo Pligi. So the Gemara, I'm sorry, no, Ubibalul Lo Pligi. Last one line is Ubibalul. So about five lines down into the page. So the last thing we discussed, we were trying to attack the Shita of Rav Ashi. And we had six different attacks on the Shita of Rav Ashi, who thought that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. Rav Ashi trying to explain the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, of what you do when Dam mixes with other Dam. Rav Ashi understood that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Dam never really fully integrates and fully mixes together with other Dam. Rather, the reason you have to be Mazeh Shtei Hazaos, the reason you have to, when water mixes with when regular water mixes with mei para, the reason you need to do shtei hazaos because it never totally integrates, and one time you might be being mazeh the pure water, the plain water, not the mei para water, so you have to do shtei hazaos. That was how Rav Ashi understood. So the Gemara had six challenges on Rav Ashi, and the last challenge on Rav Ashi was from our Mishnah, where we said that if dam that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach four times, like from a carbonola, gets mixed with dam that's only supposed to be put on the mizbeach once, like from a Bechor, Reb Lazar says you do four times, Matan Arba. So apparently what you see from there is that Rav Ashi is incorrect, that Reb Lazar holds Yesh Bila, because apparently Rabbi Lazar holds that when you do Matan Arba, you know for sure that you are definitely getting both damim, both bloods. And the Gemara says, and don't try to answer that no, maybe the whole case was Nisarvu Arba Ba'achas, that exactly the amount of dam that would take for four matanos got mixed with the exact amount of dam that it would take for one matana. So therefore, when you do the four matanos, you are definitely getting both kinds of dam, because if that were the case, that when Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lazar that Harei overal Baltosif, that you'd be in violation of Baltosif, where would there be any Baltosif more than a Shir Matana Achas from Dam Bechor? There's no more than a Shir Matana Achas from the Dam Bechor. So you're putting exactly one Matana from the Dam Bechor as you are supposed to. Why would that possibly be Baltosif? So must be that the case of the Mishnah is that it was lots of Dam Ola mixed with lots of Dam Bechor, not exactly four Matanas worth with one Matana worth. And therefore, it's a Kasha on Rav Ashi, who explained that Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you should do four matanos of dam? Maybe you're not going to get the dam ha'ola at all if ein bila. So Rava had given an answer. Rava had said, you know what? Bibalul lo pligi. That as far as balul, when there's two types of blood that are mixed together in a single coast, there is no machlokas. When we say that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Rabbanan and with Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, it's not talking about a case of balul, it's talking about kosos. That different cups are mixed with each other, are confused for each other. A kos of dam ola and a kos of dam chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer holds of rowing, that we view the dam ola, that's Nizrak, on the top half of the mizbeach, where it doesn't belong, as if it's just mayim. And that's why the Kohen puts two kosos, the maila and the mata, and he's not over on, and puts blood from both kosos, and ala ulamata, and it's not a violation of baltosif. And the Rabbanan disagree with Rowan. So it's on that we're going to pick up, and the Gemara is going to ask on Rava's Teretz from what Rabbi Yehuda says in a Braisa that disagrees with our Mishnah, and that says that the machlokas of Lozan Chum is about something else entirely. Then we're going to have a machlokas whether Shirayim of Korban Chatos goes on the same part of the Mizbeach as the Dam Olah, or whether it must be on the Yisod itself, meaning can it be on the side of the Mizbeach when you pour the Shirayim of the Korban Chatos, or does it have to be on that one Amahai Yisod? Then the Gemara is going to have, and we're going to bring many Rayas to that discussion, and then we're going to have three different Shitos for the source of Ein Olin Mevatlin Ze'ezeh, and why each one doesn't, why each opinion for the source of why they're not mevatel ze'ezeh doesn't hold like the other opinions. So three opinions, and why each one doesn't hold like the other. And then we'll go back to bring more rayas in the situation of in the discussion of where exactly the dam is supposed to go as far as the shirayim is concerned. Must it go on the yesod, or can it even go on the wall of the mizbeach? But anyway, back to our discussion from before. Says Gemara, ubebalu lo pligita chamin Rav Lazar. You know, Rav said the homachlokes chamin Rav Lazar is only when kosos get confused for each other, but not in a situation of balu where they're totally mixed with the, where the liquids are mixed with each other. Is that true that they do not argue in the case of balu vatanya? But we have a brisa that Amar Rav Yehuda lo nechklu Rav Lazar chamal dam chatash emisari v'dam ola sheyikrav, that Rav Lazar and the chamin do not disagree that when dam chatas gets mixed with dam ola, that you're makrav both damim lemala ulamata, and there's no shinei makom adam, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even according to the Rabbanan, you say roim es adam ki lehu mayim, that you view that extra blood as if it's water, and they therefore do not disagree. They also do not disagree on the dam of the carbon kosher that gets mixed biroveya v'nirva, that gets mixed with dam of a roveya and a nirva, because shalo yikrav, they would both agree in that situation that you are not makriv the dam, even though the dam kosher is the majority, because the chamed gzeira that we don't want you to be zorik the dam when the dam roveya and the nirva is the majority. So those two cases are not a machlokas. When it's dam chatas and dam ola, everyone would say yikrav. When it's dam kosher and dam roveh v'nirva, everyone would say lo yikrav. Al manechlegu, you know what case they argue about? Al dam temima shenisariv b'dam balas mum. When you have dam of a carbon that does not have a mum mixed with dam of a carbon that does have a mum. Sherebi Lezer Omer, yikrav bein bebalu bein bekosos. The Rebbe Lazar will say whether the liquids are mixed in with each other, or whether the kosos get confused for each other, you should be makrav the dam, because when the Torah does not allow being mala the dam of bali mumim, that's only when the dam of bali mumim is alone in a kos. But when it's mixed together with other dam, there's no isser in the Torah. But v'chamam lo yikrav, v'chamam say no, you cannot be makrav, because they hold that the Torah does not allow dam bali mumim on the mizbeach, whether it's all alone or whether it's mixed with dam kosher. So this is a kasha and rava, because just like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machlokes between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanon is both by balul and by kosos. So our Mishnah must assume that the machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanon, whether you say roim or not, is both by dam that's balul and by kosos that are confused for each other. Because why would you assume that our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda about that as well? Meaning, granted, our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda about what the subject of the machlokas is, whether the machlokas is about whether you say roim, or the machlokas is about whether we're whether dam bali mumin b'tai roves can be part of the mizbech. But why would you assume that our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda about what whether the machlokas applies when the dam is mixed in certain ways versus other ways? So it would seem that our Mishnah assumes that the machlokas applies whether the dam is totally bubble, it's totally integrated with the other dam, or whether it's just kosos that you can't identify which is which. So says Gemara, we could be mechalik between Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, and therefore it's not going to be akasha on Rava. Rabbi Yehuda, aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, masni, bein bebalul, bein bekosos. Rabbi Yehuda, who explains the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan only about dam that's nisariv bedam balmum, but if you have two damim ksherim that everyone would agree you say roim, that is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who allows you to be zorig dam whether it's balul or whether it's bekosos, because Rabbi Eliezer allows one dam from a taroves, meaning the dam makasher. So if that's the case, Rav Ashi could be assuming that that you mix a little bit of dam balmum with a lot of dam of tamimim, and the kohen throws a zrika from the taroves in the amount that's more than the dam balimum that it was in the kosa that was in the kosa in the first place, and therefore he can rest assured that in that zrika there is dam tamimim as well. So you don't have to be machshir based on bila; you could just be machshir based on the numbers. That if there's only 1 ounce of dam balimum in the Taroves, and you're throwing 2 ounces on the Mizbeach, you know that you're getting some dam from, that's not from Balimum. V'Rabbanan, our Mishnah that explains the Machlokes of Lazar and Lechamim is also by a Taroves of different types of kosher dam, and Rabbi Lazar is Machshir both damim because we assume the notion of Roim, so I have to assume that according to Ravashi, Bekosos Pligi, that Ravashi must assume that they're only arguing in the case of Kosos and not in the case of Bolu, because if they were arguing even in the case of Bolu and Rabbi Lazar holds Ein Bila, how could we know that you put that you've actually put Dam Chatzas Lamala and Dam Ola Lamata? So therefore, must only be talking about a case of Kosos. Okay, so that's the end of that discussion. Now, when we talk about putting Dam on the Mizbeach, so there's what's called the Tchilas HaKarban and then what's called the Shirayim. The Tchilas HaKarban are the actual Matnos Dam that have to be done. The Shirayim is after you've done those Matnos Dam, you have to do Shvichas Shirayim. So the Gemara is about to quote a significant Machlokas that's really going to take over the majority of the rest of the Daf, whether Shirayim needs to be put directly on the Yesod, or it could even be put on the Kir HaMizbeach, on the side walls of the Mizbeach. So Amar Abaye, Lo Shanu, our Mishnah that said on Daf Ayin Tazan Beis, that Dam Chatas that gets mixed with the Dam Ola, that Reb Lazar says that you first put Dam Lamala, and the Rabbanan say, no, just pour it all into the Amma, Ela Tchilas Chatas V'Ola. That's only when what you're dealing with is a mixture of the Tchilas Chatas, the Dam Chatas that has not yet been Nizrak on the Mizbeach, gets mixed in with Dam of an Ola. So Aval, Sof Chatas, but let's say it's only the Shirayim of the Dam Chatas, Ola, and it gets mixed in with the dam of a carbon ola. Now the shirayim of a carbon chatas has to be poured into the yisod hamizbeach on the bottom part of the mizbeach. The dam of the ola is also poured on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So in that case, divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. Everyone would agree that you're allowed to pour the dam all in the same place, because the same place where the Dam Ola belongs, which is the bottom half of the Mizbeach, is the same exact place where the Shirayim of the Chatas belongs, which is the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So apparently, we're assuming that the Kir HaMizbeach would be kosher for Shvicha Shirayim, because it would just drip down to the Yesod anyway. So you're Yotzei, the Shvichas Yesod, by putting it on the sidewall of the Mizbeach. That's apparently how we're understanding it. And Rav Yosef disagrees. Amale Rav Yosef, Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, Shirayim Tzrichin Itztaba. No, the Shirayim cannot be poured on the wall of the Mizbeach. It needs to be poured on the Yesod HaMizbeach, on the Itztava. It cannot be poured on the side wall of the Mizbeach and just rely on the fact that it drips down. So if you pour that dam on the wall of the Mizbeach, you are not fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing with the Dam Chatas, which is in fact Shvichas Shirayim. Now the reason for the Machlokas Abaye and Rav Yehuda is that according to Abaye, anywhere between the Chut HaSikra and the Yesod is called Yesod. In a certain sense, it all has a status of the Yesod. And we learn that from the Chatas Nasi, because by the Shiori Chatas Penimis, Pasuk says El Yesod Mizbeach Ola, and by the Chatas Nasi, it also says the same thing. And by Chatas Nasi, we learn in the Medrash in Taurus Kahanim that the side wall is called the Yesod. So we assume the same is true of Shirayim of a regular Chatas. So Shirayim is actually placed in the same place as the Dam of the Ola is placed. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, the Yesod is only the Itztava, it's only that Banam Amma, because Yishpoch al Yesod sounds like Matnish on the Yesod, not on the wall above the Yesod, where you're then going to allow to drip down. So now the Gemara says, you know what? And these aren't the only Amoraim that disagree about this very topic. V'chein Amar Rabbi Shimon lo shanu al tchilas chatas v'ola, aval sof chatas v'ola, divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. That Rabbi Shimon says like Abaye, and according to some of the Rishonim, this Rabbi Shimon is none other than Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Rabbi Shimon says that the whole machlokas is only about the initial dam of the chatas that needs to be on the top part of the mizbeach, and the dam of the ola that needs to be on the bottom part of the mizbeach. But sof chatas, the shirayim of the chatas, which also goes in the bottom of the mizbeach, the ola that gets mixed with the dam ola that belongs on the bottom of the mizbeach, divrei kol makom ola makom shirayim. Everyone would agree that you put it on the same spot of the mizbeach, and therefore, of course, you could be zorek to dam. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Tim, Rabbi Lazar, Adayin Himachlokas. But Rabbi Yochanan, who's the Bar Plukta of Reish Lakish, says that and some say Rav Elazar is one that said that no, it's a machlokas even in that case, even when it is the shiraim of the chatos that gets mixed with the ola, it's still the same machlokas. So the Gemara now brings a kasha on those of all that shiraim requires itzdeva. So Masiv Rav Huna bar Yehuda asks on Rav Yosef. It says in the Brisa that the Torah tells us when it comes to bechor, ach bechor shor, and the pasuk says kodesh heim. So we dash it. Kodesh heim she'im nisari b'dam kodshim achirim yikrevu. That kodesh heim teaches us that kodshe habuchar remains always kodesh like they were, that even if the dam habuchar gets mixed with other karbanos, it still is brought on the mizbeach. So my love, sof ola ubechar, aren't we talking about a case where the dam of the what's left over of the karban ola, which belongs in the itzdeva, which has the status of shirayim, gets mixed with a bechar, which is supposed to be on the side wall of the mizbeach, and since it says kodesh heim, it's telling us lichatchila you put that mixture on the side wall of the mizbeach because of the dam habechar in it. I worried about the ola that belongs in the itzdeva. Good enough. Putting it on the wall also counts. Shmamina makom ola makom shirayim, and therefore that seems to be a very clear raya that it is taka good enough that it's considered the same place. The makom ola is the makom shirayim. Says Marla, the brisa does not mean to say from kodesh heim to be machshir dam tchilas bechar that gets mixed in with shirayim of an ola. Rather, what's it talking about? Tchilas ola. Ubechar. We're talking about Tchilas Ola and Tchilas Bechar, the initial Dam of Karbanola, which belongs on the wall of the Mizbeach in the bottom half, and the initial Dam of Bechar, which belongs on the wall of the Mizbeach in the bottom half. So when those two Damim are mixed together, yes, you put it on the side wall of the Mizbeach. Where else would you put it? Where else would you put it? What then is the Chiddush? Of course you're going to put both Damim where they actually belong, in the bottom half of the Mizbeach, because that's exactly where they belong. So what are you going to tell me? De'ein olim mevatlim ze'ezeh, that the Chiddush is that Dam of an Ola that goes on the Mizbeach is not mevatel the other Dam of a Karban that also goes on the same spot of the Mizbeach. Rather, both Damim, your Yotzei, the mitzvah of both Damim, when you put them on the Mizbeach, that's the whole Chiddush. Hi, v'lakach midama parim midama sayin nafka. That we already know from the fact that the pasuk tells us that the Kohen Gadol takes from the dama parim midama sayin, meaning the mixture of the two. Now, dama par is way more than dama sayir in terms of volume. A sayir is a small animal. A par is a gigantic animal. And yet, even when they are mixed together, we say that it's still called dama par v'dam hasayir. So apparently, we already see that dam of two different karbanos is not mevatel each other. Now, the reason for this din, that they're not mevatel each other, meaning taka, why shouldn't they be? Why shouldn't dam of two different karbanos be mevatel each other? So this is what the famous Ran explains in the Darm Daf Nun Beis, a Ran we've been mentioning many times, that when you have two things that are totally equal to each other, that they're equal halachically and they're equal in metzius, they're not mevatel each other, because bittul involves a conflict between two things that have different characteristics. So that's the notion, even according to the Rabbanan, that min bimino can become batel. That's only when one of them is Isra and one of them is heter. So even though in physically they are min bimino, but spiritually, metaphysically, it's min b'sheino mino. So there is some sort of conflict. But when you have something that is mamish min bimino in every which way, then there's not going to be any bittel. And that's the svara for the idea, says the Ran in Nedarim, for ein olim mevatlan ze'ezeh. So bottom line over here is we're asking, how can you tell me that Kodesh Haim is teaching me that when you have two karbanos that have exactly the same halacha, that when you zorik the dam in the place where they both belong, that you're yotzei, and that we're assuming that they're not mevatel each other? Of course they're not mevatel each other. We already know that din from what the pasuk says, dama par v'dama sayir. So says Gemar Tanaihi. It's a machlokes tanaim, what the source of the idea of ein olim mevatlin ze'ezeh really is. Meaning there are two different opinions of what the source is. And ika tenafkalei, and then there's a third opinion. There are some tanaim mehacha that derive it from the following. I'm sorry, ika tenafkalei mehacha, ika tenafkalei mehacha. It's a machlokes tanaim. Some learn it from v'lakach dam from dam sayer, and some learn it from kodesh heim. And therefore, you don't have a proof from that shita that shirayim does not require itzdeva. says it, and that the shrine could be put on the side wall of the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, those who hold Shirayim needs to be put dafka on the Yitztva, cannot be put on the side wall of the Mizbech. Masiv Rava, Rava asks on that Shita, on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yochanan, who hold that the Shirayim dafka has to be put on the Yitztva, that it says in the Braisa, and the Parsha Zola, it says, Vihikrivu b'nei Aaron es hadam, vizorku es hadam. So, ma, Talmud Omar, dam, dam. Why does the Pasuk have to tell me twice the word dam, both by Vihikrivu and Vizorku? Obviously, whatever, what else are you mekabel and zorik after you shechted an animal? Obviously, it's the dam. So why does the Pasuk have to identify it as the dam? So we're going to skip the what's taken out over here on the side, Shiocholein Liela. So we skip down to Minayin Ata Omer. This Arev Dam Ola, B'dam Ola, Dam Ola, B'dam Tmura, Dam Ola, B'dam Chulin, Yikrivu. How do I know that if it's Nisarev, if you have a mixture of Dam Ola with other Dam Ola, or Dam Ola with Dam Tmura of an Ola, or Dam Ola with Dam of Chulin, that your makar of the Dam, Tam Lomar, Dam Dam, that even when it's mixed together, you still consider it as if the Dam is still there. So the Bryce explains that from this word Dam, we learn that a Tarovus of an Ola with an Asham can also be brought. Yachalei Niela, Elu Yikrivu, Sha'afim Nisarvu Mechayim Yikrivu. I might have said that only in this case where the Dam of an Ola is mixed with the damim that we mentioned, other dam ola or a dam tmura, that's where we're going to say that you would be makrovit, because even if these animals were mixed together while they were alive, before they were shechted, you'd be able to be makrovit them, because an ola that's mixed together with another ola or with a tmura's ola, the halacha is you bring them both as a carbon ola, and if it's mixed together with chulin, you sell both of them for tzarche olos, and you bring them like olos that are nisarev. So minayin shafilu nisarev b'dam asham. How do I know even if a dam ola mixed with Dam Asham, and where had they were mixed when they were alive, the halach is you'd have to let them graze until they develop a mum. How do I know that you can be Zorik them as well? So Aviani, Eshenis Arev Ba'asham, She'elu Ve'elu Kachi Kachim. So that's why we learn from the word Dam to include even that which is mixed with, when an Ola gets mixed with an Asham, because both the Ola and the Asham are She'elu Ve'elu Kachi Kachim. They're both Kachi Kachim, and therefore it's just like a mixture of an ola with another ola. So we see from that pasuk that a taroves of an ola with an asham is considered that each dam is still there, and it could be yotze the zrika of each dam, even though it's all b'taroves. So the Bryson now explains from that word we also learn that a taroves of an ola with a toda or an ola with a shlamim could be brought. Minayin afilu nesariv b'todu shlamim. How do I know that even if it's mixed with kachim kalim, like in a toda or shlamim, that it could be brought aviani eshnesarev betoda v'shlamim she'elu ve'elu matan arba? I'm able to learn that even if it gets mixed with a toda and a shlamim, you could be makrovit, because from the same pasuk that I learned ola and ola, because both an ola and a toda and a shlamim require matan arba. So I could learn that from the pasuk as well. So the Gemara says from the word, the second word down, we learn that a tarovis of an ola with a bechor or meiser or pesach could even be brought. Minayin afilu nesarev bebechor ubemeiser ubepesach, where it doesn't have the same number of matanos of dam. That and if they were to mix mechayim, they would both become pasul if they were to mix while they were still alive. And they're not kachi kachim, they're not both matan arba either. They have nothing in common. We were going step by step. First, we're going with those things that if they were mesarev mechayim, they would still be okay. Then we said, even those things that are not mesarev mechayim, but at least are both kachi kachim, are still okay. Then we said, even those things that are not kachi kachim, but at least both have a din of matan arba, are okay. And now we're saying, even those things that don't even have a din of matan arba. Tamalomer, dam, dam. It's from the word dam, dam. So my love, isn't the Braisa talking about where the blood mixes together, sof ola ubechar? It's the shirayim of the ola and the bechar that get mixed together, and we're saying that that you take the shiare ha'ola and you put it on the side wall of the mizbeach in the same spot where the nesinas dam bechar is supposed to go. And don't you see therefore that the shirayim does not have to be placed on the yisod, on the bottom of the mizbeach? It could even be placed on the side wall of the bottom part of the Mizbech and just drip down? Lo, Tchilas Ola Bechor. Who said we're talking about Shiraim of anything? Maybe we're talking about Tchilas Ola and Tchilas Bechor that gets mixed together. So they're both brought on the side wall of the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, oh yeah, Umay Kamashmal. And then what's the Chiddush? Of course they're both, you do this recap of both of them on the side wall of the Mizbech. That's where they belong. Ah, you know what it's teaching me? A third possible source of the in olmin mevatlin zeh that olmin are not mevatel each other. So milakach midam par midam asayir nafka. But don't I already know that from lakach midam par midam asayir? Tanai he it's machlokas tanai. Mika the nafka neacha, vika nafka neacha. Some learn it from the extra word dam, and some learn it from lakach midam par or midam asayir. So what it actually turns out is we have three places from where to learn that in olmin mevatlin zu. We have from Kodesh Haim, from Dam Dam, and from Lakach Midam Apar, Umidam Asayir. So now the Gemara is going to say, well, why doesn't each one accept the other one's explanation? Why doesn't each Shita accept the other Shita's explanation? So Hani Tanoi, the Tanoim that learned that Einol Mvatlan Zezeh from Kodesh Haim and from Dam Dam, Mivalakach Midam Apar, Umidam Asayir, Lo Yalfi, they do not want to derive this halacha from Lakach Midam Apar, Umidam Asayir, because Kasavri Ein Ma'arvin Lakranos. They hold that the Kohen would not be Ma'ariv the Dama Par with the Dama Sayir before putting it on the Karnos HaMizbeach, the Karnos HaMizbeach HaPnimi. He would be Mazeh each one from its separate Kli. So there's no way to learn a din of what the halacha would be if they're Nisariv, because in fact, they're not Nisariv at all, the Dama Par and the Dama Sayir, so it's no Chiddush at all to still call it Dam HaSayir. Now, there is a Machlokas in Masachas Yuma on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan about this very issue. Did they mix the dam first before putting on the Karnos HaMizbeach HaPnimi? And it's a little bit difficult because the machlokas over there is only if they would mix the dam before putting it on the Karnos HaMizbeach. But everyone agrees that before they put it on the Tiarosh HaMizbeach, which means the top of the Mizbeach, everyone would remember it's a Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's a little Mizbeach. Everyone would agree that that's only after it was already mixed together. So why can't we learn from there? So you have to say that since the limud is from the fact that the Torah calls it Dam Sa'ir, even after it's mixed with the Dam HaPar, even though the Dam HaPar far outnumbers it, that's the limud, that it's not Batel. Well, that pasuk is not about putting it on the Tiarosh HaMizbeach. That pasuk that we call it Dam HaSa'ir was a pasuk that was talking about putting it on the Karnos HaMizbeach. So that's why it's not a raya. Okay, so that's why they don't want to learn from that pasuk, because maybe they hold like the shita that a taka wasn't even mixed yet at that point. Midam dam lo yalif. They also, the other two shitos, the ones that learn from the lakach and kodeshim, don't want to learn from dam dam, because dam dam lo mashmalu. They don't think that those are extra words to use for a drasha. Ella mivkodeshim aitam lo yalfi. But what could possibly be wrong with learning from the Kodesh Haim? Why don't they learn from there? Kasavri, Kodesh Haim, Haim Kraven, Vein Tumrasim Kraven. They hold that Kodesh Haim teaches us that only Bechor and Meiser can be brought, but the Tumura of Bechor and Meiser cannot be brought. If you are do a Tumura of a Bechor for another animal, even though it's Niskadesh, you cannot be Makrevit. The Idach, and the Tana that learns from Kodesh Haim, that Olim are not Mevatlin each other, how does he know that a Tumura's Bechor cannot be brought? Nafkalei, he learns that from Me Imshar Imse La Shem Hu. Who karav ve'in tmurasa kreva, that it is brought, but the bechor is brought, but its tmura is not brought. So now the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa like Abaye's shita, that makom ola makom shirayim, meaning back to that discussion, is the place where you pour the shirayim, does it have to be on the yesod mizbech, on the very bottom of the mizbech, or could it even be on the side wall toward the bottom of the mizbech, where it will drip down from there? So Tashma says Gemara, I'll bring you another raya to Abaye from the Brisa. Brisa says as follows: to make kachim that someone needs to put lamala and to make kachim that belong lamata and they get mixed together. So blood of a carbon that has to be on the top half of the mizbech, a chatas, and blood of a carbon that needs to be on the bottom half of the mizbech, an ola, they get mixed together. Nasan lamala, if he put already the dam, that some of that mixture of dam on the top half of the mizbech, lo nimlach, and he never asks the shayla what to do. Elu ve'elu modim shiach sviti lamata. Everyone would agree. You put the rest of the dam on the bottom half of the mizbech. Ve'elu ve'elu lo. And then certainly that will work for both karbanos. My lav, the yarech chatas viola, isn't this talking about a case where the tarovis in question was dam chatas with the dam of an ola, that the chatas belongs the mala, the ola belongs the mata, the kivin the yavle the mala, and since you already put some dam the mala, whatever's left over from the chatas is havalu shirayim, is only shirayim of the chatas, vikatani. And it says that the Rabban and Rabbi Lazar, who disagree whether you say Roa Mesadam, Kilu Humayim, that whatever dam doesn't belong there, you just view it as if it's water, are both going to agree that you put the dam on the bottom half of the Mizbeach and your Yotze for the Matana Ola and for the Shiari Dam Chatas, because the place of both of them is Lamata. Ushmamina, Makom Ola, Makom Shiraim. And you see from there that Makom Ola is Makom Shiraim. The Rabbanan do not allow being Mishana the Makom Adam, and over here they allow putting the Dam Shiraim in the place of the Tchilas Ha'ola on the bottom half of the sidewall of the Mizbech. So you see that Shiraim doesn't have to be Dafka on the Yitzdva. It could even be on the side wall. So Kiyas Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Amri b'mar Rava Hachom Ha'eskim Gon Diyarev Chatas Achitzon Abi Shiraim. No, when Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he explained to the Bnei Bavel that in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the way they were teaching this is that this price is talking about not a tarovis of chatas and ola. No, it's a tarovis of chatas chitzona, where the dam is supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzon, on the top part of the mizbeach, mixed with shiraim of a chatas whose dam was put on the mizbeach apnimi, a chatas pnimis, the shiraim of a chatas pnimis, where it's supposed to be poured out into the yisod. And if he would have asked a shaila what to do, the Rabbanan would have told them to pour it all into the Amma, because right now the mitzvah shiyare apnimis is to pour it on the yisod, and you're not allowed to pour it on the karnos hamizbeach lechitzon. But when he already did it lemaila, it turns out that he has shirayim now of both karbanos, shirayim of achatas titzona and shirayim of achatas pnimis. Now, what do you do with shirayim of each of those karbanos? Same place, same thing. You pour them on the yesod of the mizbeach. So good. So that's why they're both put in the same place. So it's not a raya at all that when you have to do shvicha shirayim, that it's okay to do the shvicha shirayim on the side wall of the mizbeach. Over here, we're talking about a mixture of two shirayims. So they're poured in the same place, not on the side wall of the mizbeach, on the yesod of the mizbeach. Well, why then do you have to explain the brisa of a taruvis of a chitzona and a pnimis? Why don't you just say that dam chatas chitzona was mixed with another shirayim of dam chatas chitzona was mixed with shirayim of another dam chatas chitzona? Meaning, wouldn't that be a simpler case where they both have to be put in the same place? So Dilma Hakamashmal, maybe he's trying to tell me a chiddush. Maybe Rav Yitzchak, by Dafka setting up the case of a mixture between shirayim of a pnimis with shirayim of a chitzona, he's telling me another chiddush, that afilu leman diyamer shirayim ma'akvin chasru ein ma'akvin. Even if you hold the shirayim of chatas pnimis is ma'akev the karbon, but still, if it's missing a little bit from the shirayim before it's poured to the yisod, then pouring into the yisod is not ma'akev, because the Bryce is talking about a mixture of chitzona upnimis. So that's how we're able to learn from the fact that we allow pouring the shiari pnimis where a little bit was taken from it by putting it on the top half of the mizbeach. But the shiari dam chitzona, everyone would agree that if it was missing something from it, it would not be ma'akev. So the Gemara now asks, why don't we say the Bryce is going like the Gemara said before, and instead of saying that it's chitzona pnimis, amalei Rav Tosfos Ravina, hokimehi beruba elyonim. Didn't we already say the Braisa is talking about a case where there was a mixture of chatos and oladam, but most of the dam in the tarovis was from the chatos, which belongs on the top half of the mizbeach, the kayav lamala shir tachtonim va'od, and what you actually put on the top half of the mizbeach was more than the amount of blood in the mixture that belongs on the bottom half of the mizbeach, and that's why you can be certain that part of what you put on the top half of the mizbeach actually belongs on the top half of the mizbeach. Rav Lazar, who allows being zorek the tarovas lamala, is only when you're putting an amount that exceeds of the amount of dam that belongs to the Mata in the Tarovah. So you know for sure you're putting some of the Dam Elyonin on the top half. And he says that afterwards you pour the rest of the Dam Lamata for the Shiari Chatas, not for the sake of an Ola. So you don't have a Raya to there, from there to the Sheet of Abaye, that the Makom Ola is Makom Shirayim, because you pour the Dam on the Itztavas HaYisod, because all of the Shrichah is only L'shem Shiari Chatas. Amalei, so Ravina answered Rav Tosva, Hanimili L'madir Meikara, Bibalul Pligi, Maskana Bikosas Pligi. That's only if you assume, like the Shita in the beginning of the Sugya, that they're arguing when the two bloods mix together in the same kos. So that's where you have to say that the case is that you put enough dam on the top that equals the amount of dam that belongs in the bottom plus. But the maskana that Rava said that they argue dafka in a case where two kosos get mixed with each other, and according to Lazar, you put from both of them lamala ulamata, so and they're both kosher, and the Rabban would say when you put lamala and you didn't ask a shayla, we allow you to put from the tarovas lamata, and we're makshir both of them. So if Rav Yitzchak would not have assumed that it's a tarovas of the chitzan and pnimis, we could ask on the shita that Shiraim requires itztava, and that's why he had to come up with that ukimta, that it's a mixture of the chitzona and the pnimis, of the shiraim of the chitzona and the shiraim of the pnimis. Okay, so that concludes the sugya of whether putting on the dam on the itztava requires the itztava mamish, or shvicha shiraim could even be done on the bottom half of the mizbeach. But Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page over here on Pei Aleph Amud Beis.